Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. And we could use some helpful tips from the audience. How you're making extra money in this effed up recession. This recession that is seeing a lot of people lose their job, their home, their livelihood, their car. And how you making some extra dough? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Jesse in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you, sir?
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
All right. What are you doing?
Actually, a little side job I have is I DJ at small clubs and dive bars throughout L.A.
Well, that's pretty cool. You bring your own music?
Yeah, you know, just DJ, take my laptop and, you know, play tunes throughout the night. At the,
oh, you can play it all off your laptop?
Yeah, I use my MacBook and a Vestax, you know, DJ controller.
Jesus, that's great.
Yeah, I got tired of lugging vinyl and CDs around, and, you know, I store everything on my MacBook, so it makes it really easy.
Wow, I mean, that's very convenient now.
Yeah.
And what kind of music you play?
Well, yeah, I play at the Little Cave on Sundays in Highland Park. I play 80s new wave, indie pop, electro.
Do you talk between the songs?
No. It's, you know, like you would go to a, like, it's similar to going to a club, but, you know, it's a little dive bar.
Right. You just play your music.
I play my music. People show up. Excuse me. And, I mean, they enjoy it. They don't have to pay a cover to get in.
And what does it cost, or what is it? What do you get paid to do that every night?
Well, I get a percentage off the bar, so the more people I bring in, you know, a better payout I get.
Can you make $1,000 a week doing it?
DJing throughout the week, yeah. If it's a really good week and I DJ Wednesday through Sunday, I could easily make $1,000.
That's pretty cool, dude. And you love doing it, huh?
Oh, yeah, I love DJing.
Fantastic. What bar are you DJing at?
Right now I play at the Little Cave in Highland Park.
The Little Cave?
Little Cave, yeah.
What it's nights?
Sunday nights.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Well, congratulations.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tim.
All right, take care of yourself.
All right, you have a good one.
Hey, you too. Look at that. $1,000 a week for showing up with your iPod and playing a little music. Great idea. Let's talk to Dave in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How you making extra dough?
I caddy at a golf course.
Is that right?
Yeah, you can make really good money, up to probably $250 in a four-hour round. It's cash. You meet people that can possibly give you connections in the business world, help you find a more significant job, but I recommend it to people.
So you're caddying at an upscale club.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
That's pretty neat, dude.
Yeah, I'd recommend it.
You're outside, you just carry someone's bag around all day.
Yeah, sometimes you don't even have to carry the bag. You just ride on the cart, watch their ball, and make a lot of cash, and it takes a little bit of experience, but if you can get your foot in the door, I think it's a great place to still make money.
Do you ever caddy for a complete a-hole, and you know he is a 3-iron away, and you give him a 5?
No, but I'll have to keep that in mind.
All right, what's the biggest tip you've gotten?
I caddied for one round. I made about $370 in 4 hours. So.
And any celebrities?
Yeah, that was actually with Mark Wahlberg. So
wow,
treated me well. I appreciate that.
Fantastic! I got to get out there and do that. You're in the sun, and you're doing what you like to do.
Exactly.
Congratulations, man.
All right, man. I recommend it to people.
All right, there he goes. Look at that. Thanks, Dave. That's not a bad way to roll. I mean, look at this. A lot of great tips here from this audience. Very resourceful. We're like all cockroaches in this audience, you know? We'll survive. The survivors here. How do you make some extra dough in this recession? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Rob. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, man?
All right. How you making extra money?
Well, basically, I work for Costco Wholesale. And that's my 9-to-5 job, and I noticed about 6 months ago that they were laying a lot of people off, you know? Right. So I figured I better get a side job. I started looking online, and I found that you can buy a lot of products directly from China, from the manufacturers.
Right.
And so what I do is I pick up, like, stuff that I know I can move quick, like shoes, football jerseys, electronics, stuff like that. Just buy a lot in quantity, and then I just put it on Craigslist and sell it for usually 3-4 times what I paid.
And how much you make in doing that?
usually every week about an extra $500.
That's great. How much time does it take?
It took some time in the beginning to get the connection in China because it's difficult with the time difference, you know?
Right.
But once you get a good connection that can supply you with the stuff you want to purchase, I get football jerseys. I mean, it's all knockoff replica stuff.
Right.
But I can get a jersey that I can sell for $50 for about $19 a piece.
Well, that's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah, and it's easy money. And with the way things are going right now, you got to do whatever you can do. Unfortunately, at Costco, I noticed they've been laying a lot of people off for stupid stuff lately, especially making, you know, more than $20 an hour. They're looking to get rid of you because they could pay someone $11 to do the same job.
Yeah, I love Costco. I'm out there all the time. And it's one of the few stores I actually look forward to going to.
Really?
I love that place.
Yeah, it's a good company to work for, but lately we've been, you know, you got to take a lot of cutbacks. They've cut a lot of people's hours down to 25 hours a week.
Yeah, the only complaint I have is you got to open more of those cash registered, man.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Well, at my location, they actually put in 4 self-checkouts.
Yeah, but that's even more frustrating.
Yeah, it is, because no one knows how to use them, so the lines end up being the longest.
Yeah, and also, you know, two items go through, then the third item is, you know, check with the clerk, unexpected item in baggage area.
Yeah.
Pain in the
ass.
That's
the same frustrations I have. I use it.
Yeah. All right, buddy, we thank you for calling. We're losing the connection with you. And it's pretty cool. A lot of interesting guys out there and chicks making extra money. Gladys in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Actually, yes, I am unemployed recently as of November. When it rains and pours, I have a sister who went through a transplant on the same day I got unemployed. So anyhow, what I decided to do is
kind of transplant?
It's a bone marrow transplant.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but, you know, she's doing very good, very good. So I don't know if these happen for a reason. I happen to be there for her now, so, you know, it's a good thing.
Right.
I rented out my house because apparently I couldn't make the payment, and I moved in with her.
Okay.
So now that I'm living with my sister, I help her out with that, with whatever I can. I mean, unemployment obviously doesn't pay for much, but I have a boyfriend that's going into doing silk screening because he got disabled. He's disabled from work. So,
how old's your sister?
My sister's 36.
And she had bone cancer?
She has leukemia.
Leukemia. Jesus Christ. Oh, that's terrible.
Leukemia.
Well,
we've been...
Go ahead.
I was going to say we've been fighting it for 2 years, so we finally had a match, which was my older sister, and she was able to transplant for my sister, her stem cells. So.
Wait, so you looked for a match for 2 years, and it turned out your older sister was a match?
Well, for a year, she fought it, went through the remission.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Right.
And right when it came back, we had my older sister to donate her stem cells.
Oh, well, I hope that works out for you.
I hope so. I think everything's looking good. I mean, although our economy, like you said, is effed up, but
yeah, but they're doing a lot of great discoveries have come out of that research in stem cells.
You know, they have, and she has a very good doctor at City of Hope, who's a director. So we have a lot of good hopes, and everything so far has been good. So.
Well, I tell her that we're all praying for her.
Thank you very much. I will.
All right. You take care. Hold on
one
sec. We're going to give you something here. We have a, maybe you can take your mind off all your troubles for at least a couple hours here. A family 4-pack of tickets to the Cragen O'Reilly Auto Parts NHRA Winter Nationals. And it's going on February 5th through the 8th. It's always cool to slide out there for a night. It's at Auto Club Raceway in Pomona. So get on out there. Yeah, folks, just when you thought you had problems, look at that. Gladys is completely unemployed and moving in with her sister has to have a bone marrow transplant because she has leukemia. So, it does get worse, folks.
Jesus Christ.
Let's talk to David in Los Alamitos. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
All right. How are you making extra money in this recession?
Well, I'm a white boy living in Los Alamitos, and I'm mowing lawns in Bell Gardens and Downey.
Hey, look at that. What does that bring in?
Well, you know, I'm not making a lot of money, but I bring in about $1,000. I got 10 accounts right now, so I'm bringing in $1,000 a month. So it's not a lot of money, but my other job is I'm a longshoreman, but I'm only working about 2 days a week, so got to do what I got to do.
So, the products have really slowed down, huh?
Oh, big time. Big time.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I don't know when it's ever going to come back. I don't know if it ever will come back to what it was in the, 90s or the earlier this, this decade.
Yeah, last year at this time, I was working about five days a week. It's always slow during the wintertime, but during the summer, I put in 7 days a week, but now couldn't do it. This last summer, I was getting maybe four, so it's really slowed down.
Wow. How long have you been a longshoreman?
About 5 years.
Oh, I see. So you're not, these guys who have like 25, 30 years, they're probably still working every day, though, huh?
Oh, they're working every day, yeah. I go down to the hall every day. And I just watch them all get out, and I just hope and pray that I get out. What can I do? And then when I don't get out, I go ahead and grab my lawnmower and go mow lawns.
Are you near a TV set?
No, I'm actually driving home from a softball game.
Ah, okay. Well, if you are, turn on Channel 9 and check out the dress Jackie Johnson's wearing. And say especially a good one tonight. That makes Gina crazy. I'm just mentioning Jackie Johnson. Give me a break.
Tim,
what's wrong with you?
I have no problem with Jackie Johnson. First of all, I have a problem with you objectifying Jackie Johnson.
Oh, get out of here.
On the other hand, when you make all these nice comments about Jackie Johnson, you never say anything about me. It makes me feel bad. I mean, what's wrong with my men's red hoodie and my culottes? You tell me.
Yesterday, I thought it was cool. Today, I've already seen that. Jesus Christ.
Times are tough and quarters are hard to come by for the laundry.
Lex! All right, you're making extra dough during this crazy recession. How you doing it? And not the conventional way. I mean, guys that are really out there, coming up with new and interesting ways to make some dough. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Hey, Adam and Irvine, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
All right, what are you doing?
Good. I've just been unemployed for about the last 6 months prior to a month ago. And while I was unemployed, I've been buying and selling stuff on Craigslist.
And that's working out for you?
Yeah, it's been working out real well. I mean, even since I picked up a new job, I'm finally making some more money again. I still can't get away from it.
Do you prefer buying and selling on Craigslist to eBay?
Well, I mean, I find it's a little more easier to get a bargain on Craigslist because you can talk to the people face-to-face when you go to pick stuff up. And, 90% of Craigslist, you have people that want to sell, DVD for a brand-new SUV, something ridiculous like that. But
right.
Every once in a while, you get the you find a good deal where you can't pass it up and you go talk to them. You can always bargain them down with some cash in hand instead of having to try to do it all over the Internet like eBay.
What's the biggest thing you bought?
Lately, I've been trying to do motorcycles and dirt bikes, so that's what I've moved up to. I started out small with, electronics and
right.
cell phones and stuff like that, and just being able to save up a little extra cash, so now I can spend a couple more $1,000 and sell some of the vehicles and stuff like that. Not quite cars, but, getting
right.
there.
All right, well, you get the cars next, then you buy, maybe five or six cars, then maybe a small dealership. You work your way up, man.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, excellent. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Look at that. Buying motorcycles on Craigslist. Jesus, this audience is creative. Aaron in Pasadena, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
I just wanted to call in. Well, first of all, thank you for mentioning the show you had on a couple months ago when businesses weren't doing so rough and you were doing free advertising for them, because I worked for the Gaucho Girl and you had mentioned them. And I was like, wow, we're going out of business? So I had no idea. So I jumped ship on them and I got a new job. And the way I'm making extra money is I'm playing in a band.
Wait a minute. The Gaucho Grill is going out of business?
Well, you had mentioned the one, I believe, in Woodland Hills or Studio City.
I think the one in Studio City, I think, is still in business.
Yeah, it's still
yeah.
gone.
Yeah,
the one on Sunset, I think, has folded. It's
yeah, and there was one in Old Town Pasadena as well, and I had been there for like 5 years, and they actually in November went out of business.
That's so, that's a great restaurant, man.
Yeah, they got the best chicken I've ever eaten.
Yeah, I love that place.
But yeah, I mean, the way I'm making extra money, Tim, is just trying to play in a band and make a little extra money. But it's not doing so well. So I might have to get another one of those waiting table jobs.
Are those easy to get nowadays?
You know, if you got experience, it's not so bad. But I can't imagine if you were just somebody trying to pick up a little extra cash, it might be a bit rough at the moment because I'm working lunches right now, and there's not a lot of people coming in for lunch right now.
Yeah, lunch crowd's tough.
Yeah,
because the lunches are cheap, so the tips are low.
Exactly. Yeah, but
a high end restaurant going.
Exactly. A gig's a gig, right?
Yeah, that's true. What kind of music you play in the band?
We like the Bob Dylan, Rolling Stones, Beatles, a lot of vintage stuff, but we try to make it more contemporary, I guess.
You got a website?
We're just on MySpace, myspace.com/Rocking Horse People is the name of the band. So.
Rocking Horse?
Yeah, Rocking Horse People, like the Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds song, Rocking Horse People Eat Marshmallow Pies.
Okay, Rocking Horse People.
Yeah.
All right, man, good luck with that.
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call. It's a great show. I listen every day, Tim.
Thank you, sir. Take care of yourself.
You too, man.
All right, there goes Aaron in Pasadena. Look at that. Marcos on the 91. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, man, big fan.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Well, what I'm doing right now, I'm just taking a bunch of pictures of Gina Gray that I have, and I'm photoshopping them on nude bodies and selling them on the internet.
How's that going?
Hey, I'm making over $3,000 a week.
Is that right?
Yeah, people pay to see that.
Can you send us some photos?
I'll try to do that when I get home. I'm on the freeway right now.
All right, yeah, go to conwayshow@gmail.com. We'd like to see those.
Tim.
I'm sorry, what's going on with you, Gina?
Okay, first of all, that was actually very nice, and I feel very complimented.
Right.
But I would really prefer that not happen. I do have, you know, family that's alive that cares about me that it would be humiliated.
I'd still like to see him, though, Marcos.
All right, I'll send them over.
All right, thanks, man. All right, there he goes. Look at that, creative dude. Notice that he's not, you know, photoshopping me naked. Photoshopping Gino, man. Glenn in Pasadena, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
I've been working at the games, the Chiba, the Galaxy, the Lakers, selling candy. And actually, we're going to do a Bob Marley tribute in San Diego next month.
Now,
and,
when you say you work for the Lakers selling candy, are you working in the Staples Center?
Well, I'm actually working for independent. I'm actually an independent contractor for a company, but you know, I'm on my own. I work whenever I want or however I want, and I get commission on everything, so it works out pretty good. Usually, on the average night, maybe anywhere from 40 to 100 bucks. You know,
for how long? How many hours?
Oh, usually four hours. You know, as long as the game is. You know, for the whole game, and it's really good. The Lakers games. You know, you go outside, and everybody's smoking, whatever, outside, and they like to buy the candy and stuff out there, so I kind of hang out there during halftime, and I make a pretty large amount of sales.
Let me get this straight. You're selling candy outside the Staples Center or inside?
Inside and outside. Well, you know, outside, like, the smoker's area, you know, with a...
Right, I get it.
But around the whole thing, yeah. Hmm. But it's not for the Staples Center, it's not for the Lakers, it's just an independent company.
Right, but you have, like a tray in front of you filled with candy... And
exactly.
Strapped around your neck, and you're selling it like cigars and cigarettes in Vegas.
Exactly. But it's all kinds of different events. It's not just the Lakers. You know, it's everything. Dodgers. We did Dodgers. We did a little bit of everything. That's not my job. You know, I just do that to make some extra scratch.
Right.
You know,
no, I get it. I understand the vibe. But, you know, that's really weird because that was what I was going to get Randy for a Christmas gift last year.
What were you going to get her for Christmas gift?
One of those trays filled with candy and strap around his neck.
It'd probably go good.
You'll enjoy it. All right, thanks, buddy.
I could eat it while it's around my neck.
You would actually lose money at a Laker game. You'd be eating your profits. All right. Let's talk to Mike in Carson. He's an interesting fella. Mike, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, I lost my job, so for money, me and my wife had this idea where we call radio stations and say, bring back Steckler.
Okay.
Get your freaking act together here!
All right, it was something different on the screen, but yeah, it's not a bad way to make money. I don't know where the payday is, though. Alex and Torrance, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim, how you doing,
buddy?
Hey,
all right, dude.
I'm good, man. You know, I work in a restaurant right now, and we opened a new one, but, you know, it's a little slow right now with the economy, that is.
Right.
And I work like 10 hours a day, you know, so at night, when I get a chance, when I'm walking around, you know, during the daytime, I look look for people that are out of shape. You know, I say, hey, you want to get in shape? And suggest to them that I train them a little bit. So I go jogging with them, you know, tell them how to jog, how to not hurt their...
Is that right?
Money.
That's actually that's a pretty cool idea, man.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. I work 10 hours. I get like 500 a week, not very much.
Yeah, but they making, what are you making, $20 an hour to jog with somebody?
Yeah, when I train them, I make about 25 an hour, actually.
That's pretty cool.
So if I can get in like 3 hours a day, you know, that's pretty good money.
Yeah, I mean, listen, as long as you can do that and ride out this recession, I think you're going to be fine.
Yeah, well, you know, I really hope the restaurant picks up, though, because I run it right now.
Which restaurant?
You know, it's called the Appetizer Restaurant.
Where is that?
Well, it's an Italian mom-and-pop shop. We've kind of expanded to our second store right now. It's in Redondo Beach.
Redondo Beach. It's called the...
The Appetizer Restaurant. They have a website, theappetizerrestaurant.com.
And it's little tiny foods?
Yep. All mom-and-pop shop. Everything's homemade.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right,
but, you know, we hope people, you know, they appreciate the homemadeness and everything's cheap. But, you know, people are struggling right now. So
I know. I hope it turns around, too. Alex, thanks for calling, man.
Thank you.
All right,
man.
There he goes.
Night.
All right, you too. Yeah, this audience is great, man. This audience is a never-say-die group. You know, just when you kick them in the nuts with this recession, they'll turn around and do everything from mow lawns, jog with a guy, sell acid, you know, join a band. Caddy. It really is an interesting audience. Guys that are really can adapt to different situations. How you making money in this crazy recession? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Ann in, is it Monarch Beach? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
That's right, Monarch Beach.
Where is Monarch Beach?
It's between Laguna and it's just south of Laguna.
Ah, all right. And how are you making money?
Well, I have a confession to make. I told a little fib. I said that I was selling perfume, but I think that's a good idea, don't
you?
Great
idea, yeah.
But the reason I really called is because I'm going to have to stop listening.
Uh-oh. Why is that?
Because you keep using the Lord's name in vain, and it's offensive to Christians, actually.
Jesus
because,
Christ.
Because
well,
you know what?
That.
You have
that,
to think about why you're saying that. I mean, are you saying it? I don't think you'd deliberately be disrespectful. I think you haven't really thought it out.
Jesus Christ.
Well, this show is not for everybody, and.
But you're not you're not against Christ, are you?
No. I'm Catholic, baby.
Well, then you should know better. Shame on you.
Yeah, well, shame on me, but it's easier for you to stop listening than to me to stop saying
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I hope all the other Christians don't stop listening, though.
I hope not.
No, all right.
Christians are a pretty cool bunch.
Well, God bless you.
Thank you,
Jesus
darling.
Christ.
All right, thanks, Annie. There she goes. Jeez, that's twice in a week with these guys, you know? If you can't be that offended by it. I mean, listen, I'm not anti-Christian. I'm Catholic. And, you know, I believe in God, I believe in heaven, I believe in a lot of stuff, but I don't believe that you're going to hell just because you say, Jesus Christ, you know?
Jesus Christ.
And I would rather go to hell than stop playing that soundbite.
Jesus Christ.
That is the greatest soundbite ever. And I'd rather move to a nation with no Christians, an island with no Christians, and keep playing that. Than to stop playing it in, here in Los Angeles. It's Ernie Anderson's the greatest sound drop ever, and a ton of people love it.
Jesus
so,
Christ.
If it offends you, I understand, and if you stop listening because of it, I understand. But we got to keep playing it. Let's talk to Logan in Rancho Cucamonga. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I can't imagine being offended by much, or especially a low-level offense like that.
I can believe that call.
Yeah. I mean, this is Los Angeles, you know, Southern California. This is
put a tear to my eye hearing that.
Yeah, I know. I looked at that sound drop. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
All right, what do you got, Logan?
I'm actually playing poker on the side.
And you're making money?
Oh, every week.
We're online or at a casino?
I tried the online thing, but that's a kick in the balls. But, I mean, the live play.
Right. And where are you playing? What casino?
I play at Morongo.
Oh, okay. And they got a pretty decent poker room down there.
Yeah, I'm only limited to around Morongo. I'm still only 19, so.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Not really much of a choice.
Yeah. And what do you start with? What's your bankroll?
I play the 2-5 table, so I started off early, like a few months ago, with $200, and now I walk in with about $2,000, and then either leave with a few hundred or leave with a few thousand, depending on the night.
Right. And what's the biggest payday?
Probably about a month ago, I walked away with about $7,000.
That's pretty cool. You're playing at 2-4?
2-5.
2-5 down there?
Yeah.
Never heard of 2-5. I heard of 2-4. And you made $7,000?
Yeah, in one night. I mean, it was just people call it luck, but it's also the way the cards fall and the
you got into a groove there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great when you get in that kind of role where these, you know, every time, you know, you get a hand, you look at those hands, you got something.
Yeah.
And everyone starts to think you're BSing. There's no way that guy can have another hand. And they threw all their money, and then you got him again.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, congratulations, dude.
Hey, thanks,
what'd you do for last year? Are you up for the year?
I'm up for the year. I started playing at 18. That was a bit rough just going in there hot-headed, thinking you're the best. But, I mean, you gotta learn to play with those guys.
Right. And that's pretty cool, man. It's fun to play as well.
Yeah, I love it. I actually wish I could have played in your tournament you had a few weeks ago, but once again, it's at Commerce, and so I got a few years to go until I could start playing with you guys.
Yeah, you're only 19?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, join us in 2 years.
I will.
All right, thanks, dude.
Have a good one.
There he goes, 19 years old, $7,000 playing poker. Not bad. Richard in Wilmington, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
How you doing, Timmy?
All right. Were you near this house where the bad vibes happen?
Let me be honest with you, Timmy. I live 4 blocks away from there. I woke up to helicopters.
Oh, Jesus.
Seriously, my lady comes out and says, dude, I think they killed, like, a bunch of kids. And we turn on Channel 5 News and boom.
Oh, man. Do you have kids your own?
No. I'm only 22. No.
Oh, I see. Okay. But yeah, Christ, that's that area is going to feel that for a little while.
Oh, no, definitely. Everyone on the blocks was standing outside just, wow, you know?
Right.
Can't believe it.
And that looks like a great neighborhood. I've never seen that part of Wilmington, but it looks like a decent neighborhood.
It's a little ghetto, but people live there very comfortably. You know, everyone knows each other.
Right. All right, how are you making extra money, dude?
Betting with PlayStation 3.
Do you bet?
I play guys who are really good at Call of Duty 4, John Madden Football, and I'm pretty good, a nerd.
And you play for money?
Yeah, so my friends will bring people who are pretty badass themselves,
right.
Excuse me, and, we put $200, $300 on the table, and whew.
I'd like to see that. Do you ever lose?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever get your ass kicked?
I've gotten whomped pretty good occasionally. But, you know, it comes with the territory. You find super nerds, you know what I mean? People who spend their whole life on the video game.
You know, that must be really depressing, though, that you got $200 or $300 down on a game and then you get your ass kicked by this little nerd.
Okay. When it's a first person shooter, like Call of Duty, and I'm, you know, it's me one on one with him with the gun games.
Right.
I'm pretty invincible. Honestly, I'm pretty bad.
What about football? Is it Madden football you're playing?
John Madden football is an art form, truly. Those who play it, it's an art form to line up your defense and that. You find people who literally spend their lives playing that, you know.
You know, that's actually not a bad idea. For a bar, I'm sure this has happened. I'm not, you know, the most original guy in the world when it comes to promotions, but I would go to a bar to see like you play another guy for a couple $100 in Madden football.
That's what we do with each of my friends' homes every Saturday or so. You know, we just bring people over and
I'd sit there and watch that big screen TV and watch you two lunatics go at each other.
Oh, check this out. With some winnings, I got myself a new 47-inch television.
Excellent.
Yeah, my gaming is even better.
That's pretty cool, dude. Congratulations. How old are you?
I'm 22.
22. All right. Well, then you're sort of on the high end of the age range, huh?
Oh, yeah. And I got a pretty good job, you know, for the economy right now. But, you know, it's fun to make extra money.
Yeah, but you probably have like 15-year-olds coming in and busting your ass on that Madden football.
Oh, no. I really, PlayStation 3, you know, it's like a $500, $600 machine. I really only get people only, you know, over 21.
Yeah. All right. Excellent. Congratulations, dude.
Well, cool. Thank you. Big fan of your show.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
Look at that, man. You know, these creative guys and chicks out there making extra money. During this recession, playing people in Madden football for money. I can go to a bar and watch that. All right, how are you making extra money in this recession these phone calls do help a lot of people out because, you know, guy's sitting there, he's good at Madden football, and he hears that call. He's like, hey, I got to get in on that racket and start making money off Madden football. 520-9710. How are you making extra money during this recession? Unconventional ways. 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, I'm sitting on this bar stool talking like a damn fool. Got the 12 o'clock news blues. And I've given up hope for the afternoon soaps and a bottle of cold brew. Does anyone wonder I'm not crazy?
97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. The economy's in the toilet, but this audience, the best audience in the world, is adapting. How are you making money in this recession? Unconventional style. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Yuri in Northridge, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, everybody. How are you?
Hey, Yuri. What's up with you?
Well, it's phone sex.
Oh, is that right?
No, really, it is. I used to always think, ew, you know, no, honestly, there's nothing to it. Everybody here and there has dialed, like, one of those chat lines.
Right.
It's the exact same thing. You're going to get freaky. Sometimes you're going to talk about, you know, what you like, what you don't like, how you're dressed in detail.
Right.
That's all there's to it.
Well,
they get paid per minute per call or hourly, the direct deposit, weekly paycheck.
And how much you make in a week on this?
Well, you know, I decided I did 15 hours, logged on as I wanted to, and I made $180. So that's not bad.
About $10 an hour, not bad at all.
Yeah, not bad. And I could do more than that. They can rip you off. You have access to everything on.
Meant to do that.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't mean to hang up on her. I meant to hit the dump button. All right, let's talk to Ann in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good. How y'all doing?
All right. What do you got? How you making extra dough?
You can't really live on this, but you know, when you can get the focus groups, you can make like between like $75 to $200.
And what do you do in a focus group?
Basically, you give your opinion.
You know, for products and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah. Like I did one on different like types of paper. The first one I did was pretty cool. It was on being drunk.
Being drunk.
Yeah, so they give you alcohol, and you don't know how much alcohol you get. And then they had, I think it was like to, like for the Coast Guard to test like these new like drunk tests or whatever.
Oh, I see. All right. So they, yeah. So they paid you to get you drunk.
Exactly. Except for, of course, I was the what do you call it? The control group. So I didn't get any alcohol.
Okay.
That's okay. I still got $100 though.
All right, that's not bad. How'd you get involved with it?
You go on Craigslist, they have, there's a bunch of them, and they just ask you like a few like pre-screening questions, and they just, you know, send as many of them, and then they'll call you back, and you know, you can, I mean, I do like about a couple of months,
mm-hmm.
and pay a couple bills.
That's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
All right, I'll
there
take
she
it.
Goes. Focus groups, everybody. Let's talk to William in North Hollywood. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, babe, how you doing?
Hey, all right. What do you got going on?
Bro, I love those drops with your daughter.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
I swear to God, I could sit and listen to just every one of them in a row.
And Kramer's here.
There you go.
I can have some money.
Okay, I got
now
it.
Now I get cookies. Thank you, porn dad.
I like that one, that last one. That
get to
the
I love
point,
Jesus
dad.
Christ.
Thank you, porn dad. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo hoo.
Oh, don't cry.
She's good, man.
Oh, beautiful.
All right. How are you making extra dough in this recession?
Okay, before I tell you how, let me tell you what inspired me. I'm sitting at work one day. I'm at the dealership, right?
Right.
And the Roach Coach comes up. You know, the catering truck.
Sure.
you know, and they put up the little awnings on the side, right?
Right.
And they got their taquitos and burritos or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it and I thought, you know what? I wish they had a blonde and an eight ball in that truck. No, they'd suck $200 out of me right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what you do is, or actually what I do, is I travel from dealerships and work sites with an RV, two chicks, Coke, Oxycontin, weed. It's about $7,000-$8,000 a week. It's true.
Wait a minute. So you travel, you're like the Roach Coach of drug dealers.
Yeah, with the chicks. You got to have chicks also.
Right.
You know, because you're going to throw down.
Right.
You know.
Now, wait. What's in the Roach Coach? What do you have on you at any one time?
Just like, you know, weed, Coke constantly.
Right.
Sometimes E.
Right.
Oxycontin for those guys.
And you're making $7,000 a week?
$7,000-$10,000 a week.
And how do you pay the chicks? What do you pay them?
They get paid direct right there. I don't even take their money.
Oh, really?
Just having them there. No, I make money on the drugs.
Right. No, I understand that.
I knew you'd understand. Yeah. Oh, no, I get that.
I got that.
To you. I know what that is.
Yeah, I put that part together myself.
That's right.
But how hot are the chicks you're with?
You know, I'd say, well, we're in L.A., so there are sixes, you know, but Roach Coach eights.
Right.
You know, you got a chick in an RV being delivered, please. Come on.
All right. Well, listen, you know what? If you've been listening for the last hour or so, there's a very creative audience when it comes to making money.
Oh, yeah.
And you're right up there. Thanks for calling, dude.
Thanks, bro.
All right, there he goes. Eric at LAX, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, man, long-time listener, many-time caller.
Thank you. So how are you making extra money in this recession?
Okay, times are tough. I had to take a part-time job. I'm dressing as the Statue of Liberty in front of a tax service on Colorado Boulevard in Pasadena. And basically what I do is just, like, wave people and let them know that, hey, this is the Liberty Tax Service available for you.
Right.
The lady says it's, like, 30% of her business.
People walking off the street?
Yeah, that when they see the they call us waivers.
And what do they do? You just do tax returns?
Yeah, tax returns.
Right. Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, people get a kick out of it. They honk.
And what do they throw you? What do they give you, $10, $15 an hour?
It's $10 an hour, but if you stick with it till April 15th, she'll give you, like, some nice bonus, and she'll do your taxes for free.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been, in fact, I turned on a couple of people to it, and, you know, it's not a lot of money, but, when the hours accumulate, then all of a sudden, boom, you've got a little, $420 money for Mammoth.
I know, but you know what? Listen, you're doing two things. One, you're keeping busy, and two, you're making money trying to ride out this recession, and those are two keys to try to get through this.
Hey, can I make a suggestion? Is it possible you could have, like, an amateur night and then, like, somebody from the audience could be a DJ for a night?
God, I guess we could, but...
I don't know, because I'd like to do it, I mean, for extra money.
Yeah. Will you come in dressed as that statue?
I could come in dressed as Square Bob Sponge Pants. I like that character. I saw that guy at the Chinese Theater. Now, he's raking in some bucks. He gets a dollar for every time somebody takes a picture of him.
Wait, what's the character?
Square Bob Sponge Pants. It's a cartoon character, but there's a whole bunch of characters, interesting enough, at the Chinese Theater. There's every type of movie character, cartoon character, and these people get a dollar a picture. And let me tell you, they get completely upset if you don't give them that dollar.
Oh, they do?
Oh, my goodness. I've even seen arguments between the different characters, you know, like...
I've never heard of that character. What is that character?
Who, SpongeBob?
Oh, SpongeBob.
There's a SpongeBob, there's a Michael the 13th, there's even that little midget from one of the scary movie serial thing, killer thing.
And they get a buck for every time somebody takes a picture with them.
Yeah, Darth Vader.
Is that how the guy makes the money out on Hollywood Boulevard?
That's how one particular guy makes money.
Right.
There, of course, you know, on the different boulevards like Santa Monica, there's other ways to make extra scratch, but...
Yeah. But then you got to be into the stick.
You know what? Yeah, I had to do that once when I was in jail, and it sucked. I never want to do that again.
Really? You made it with a dude?
Well, I didn't make it with him. He made it with me.
Oh,
and
how long were you in jail?
Just for a night.
And a guy got you in one night?
Well, he was the jailer. you know, he was buffed. He was, yeah, it wasn't so bad. I mean, you know, I was drunk.
Yeah.
But
I only had to do it once, too. Well, actually, no, that twice. I needed a ride back.
Oh, my Lord. Did you go to Catholic school?
No, get out of here, Jackass. Never done that. Let's talk to Rick in Ontario. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Timmy, what's going
on? Hey, all right. How are you making money in this recession?
Hey, believe it or not, I got my wife to join the porn industry.
Hey, mazel tov.
So, good money.
And how's she doing?
She's doing pretty good.
How old is she?
She is 26.
And how'd you convince her to do that?
Well, she's kind of like girls for a long time. We've gone to porn conventions together.
Right.
And then I just kind of brought it up to her, and she said she was cool with it. So we started contacting some companies. And they said, send us some pictures. We sent some pictures down, went through the whole process, and they started hiring her.
And what name does she, what's her actress name?
She goes by the name of Kaylin Landers.
K-A-L-I-N?
K-A-E-L-Y-N, and then Landers.
And she's making some money, huh?
Yeah, she's making some good money.
Is that right? So, how much is she making a year doing this?
She started just going full force within the last couple months. She makes about $2,000 a scene. So.
Wow. And is it only lesbian stuff?
Yeah, just girl stuff.
Right. Well, that's pretty hot, dude. I mean, you're married to a hot chick. It's hot enough to be in, she's not hot enough to be in porn.
Yeah, so just you could Google her and you'll get a bunch of her stuff.
All right, for the audience, spell her first name again for us.
K-A-E-L-Y-N. His first name, Kaylin, and then last name, Landers.
Landers. All right, excellent. Hope, bet there are guys checking her out right now and hitting that stick.
Cool deal.
Okay. All right, take care of yourself, man. There he goes. Got his wife into the porno business. Man, this is a deep recession. Let's talk to, Julian in Covina? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's happening?
Hey, how are you making extra money, man?
I was doing mortgages, and we all know that dried up. And I started selling pre-need cremations.
Pre-made?
Pre-need. So if you want to pay for it before you die, to lock in the price, I come out and sign you up.
What, is it more expensive for heavier people?
No. Luckily, they don't charge by the pound.
And what does it cost to cremate somebody?
We can do you anywhere in the world for $1,900.
$1,900 out the door?
Out the door, 1911.
1911.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And that includes complete burning?
Yeah, complete. Like way past well done.
Do you get the gold teeth back?
I hope. Yeah, oh, yeah. Of course.
You guys don't collect that, right?
Nah, we keep it for the family.
Oh, that's not
bad. Comes with the urn and everything.
$1,900.
$1,900. You die in Moscow. And we'll do you for $1,900.
Oh, you'll fly the person back?
Well, we will do the cremation where you die.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Save on the cost. Right. But yeah, we made about $100,000 doing it. So.
Jesus, man, you're kicking ass.
It's nice. What recession to me, you know?
All right. Well, good luck with that, buddy.
See ya.
All right, there he goes. Pre-made cremation. Never heard of that before. All right, you're making extra money in this crazy recession. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Tito in Hollywood. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Well,
my normal job is I put up billboards in Hollywood, but I got recently in these last 2 months, I got a side job putting the ones in the bathroom.
Right.
You know, and then I got that. And then I also got about 5 clients with different labels, and they pay me to go around Hollywood and spray paint, not graffiti, a stencil. You put it on a stencil, their particular, you know, it could be a movie or whatever symbol they want, and then I spray paint all over Hollywood their little stencil.
Now,
and they pay me
for that. Is that legal to do?
Well, no, it's not legal, but, it gets around, you know?
So if you get caught, you're going to jail for graffiti?
Yeah, but I never get caught.
Okay. All right. How much is that paying you?
For each client, it's about $2,500.
Wow, that's pretty good money.
Yeah, it's good. You know, I have to get them all over the place. They got to make sure that they're in visual places. Like, usually they like you on the side, like, you know, when you're crossing the street, the little sidewalk, when you're going to come back up to the sidewalk, they want it all up on those things.
Oh, I see.
younger.
Right, yeah. All right, yeah. Well, good luck with that. And then who comes out and takes that graffiti off?
Oh, well, I don't, you know, I might as well get another job getting paid, taking it off, too.
Yeah, get paid on both ends. All right,
Tina. All right,
Tim. All right, there he goes, everybody. Look at that, from drug dealers to graffiti artists. Everyone's making money on this side. This recession isn't affecting this audience at all. Everyone's making dough. Phone sex to putting your wife into porn. Hey, this audience, very creative. Mark and Chino, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
All right, how you making extra dough?
For a while now, I've been buying and selling domain names for websites. I flip them. Sometimes I develop them into websites. And there's a whole industry out there. They have auction sites. You can do it on eBay or...
It's not like the good old days, though, right?
No, it's actually better because right now people are unloading large amounts of websites, just like houses. So you can buy really good ones. People who don't want them anymore, who've been holding them for a while,
Do you remember when business.com sold for $7 million?
Well, yeah, but there's still other opportunities out there like that. I mean, like, I do a lot of geodomains, which are like cities. I have a lot of Orange County stuff, which is real valuable. Sometimes I flip them and just sell them right away, or sometimes I'll turn them into a site and then put them on an auction. There's a whole auction. You can do them worldwide, you know.
Well, great. I mean, you're working at your own computer and your own hours, so that can't be bad. All right, we got to take a break here. When we come back, we'll talk to John and Jeff. But take this opportunity to check out our website. Speaking of websites, we own that domain, timconwayjr.com. We've got a great website up there. Randy Wang spent a lot of time. Gina Grad spent hours and hours, working sometimes 18 hours a day to get that website up. And it's finally up, filled with a lot of graphics, a lot of animation, a lot of special effects. And it will be the trendsetter for future websites for years to come. TimConwayJr.com, and you're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
Is the Tim Conway Jr. Show.
I said it, man.
On 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, everybody, people, it's the John and Jeff Show. Talking to you all night on the radio.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. We're sitting here with two stars from the John and Jeff Show, John and Jeff. Nice to see you, fellas.
Timmy.
What's up, Tim?
Hey, what's going on with that big show?
Tonight we have a woman in a bikini who says she didn't get hired because she doesn't talk or speak white.
What?
Yeah, she's a Latina, and she's been applying for a job at this restaurant in New York, and apparently she's been told that she doesn't speak white.
She doesn't say dude enough?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And then one of the managers allegedly said that her Latina accent would drive customers away.
Oh, wow, man. I like the Latina accent. Maybe I should go work there. I can speak white.
There you go.
Yeah, throw a bathing suit on, walk around.
There you go.
The Los Angeles Lakers tonight lost to the Bobcats, and I told John and Jeff this, and all three of us were embarrassed that we didn't know where the Bobcats were from.
Were they playing like a high school team? The hell is Bobcats?
It's Charlotte. I just looked it up.
The Los Angeles Lakers versus the Bobcats?
Charlotte Bobcats.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, the Bobcats beat the Lakers in the Staples Center, 117-110. Jesus Christ. In overtime, they lost.
To a high school team.
Double overtime, I believe. Yeah, double overtime. All right, folks, stay tuned for the John and Jeff Show. They're on immediately, and then I'll be on tomorrow right after Tom Likas, so stay tuned for that. That'll be our big Wednesday show, and I believe we have a special guest coming. You'll have to stay tuned to see who that is tomorrow at 8 p.m. Right after Likas, it will be the Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Gina, I think, would be a great mother. I think they're better off living with Randy Wang in his studio apartment in the San Fernando Valley in North Hollywood.
Valley Village, Tim. I'm not
all
in
right,
North
all
Hollywood.
Right, please.
When you say North Hollywood,
call
it sounds like
you
live
want.
In the
North
ghetto.
Hollywood.
It's not North Hollywood. It's
you
Valley
live in North Hollywood.
Village.
It says it in your zip code. North Hollywood.
Valley
N-O-R-T-H.
Village. Next to Studio
Hollywood.
City. Riverside and Laurel is Valley Village.
It's Valley Glen, Valley Village. It's NoHo. It's North Hollywood you live in. All right, please. Look at the mail that's sent to you. It says North Hollywood.
It says Valley Village.
Well, the post office still calls it North Hollywood.
Hey, the post office I go to is the Valley Village Post Office.
Valley Village is North Hollywood,
young
man.
No, it's not.
Why do you do this to me?
Because it irritates you.
KLSX HD. Los Angeles. The home of the Adam Carolla Show morning. With Frosty, Heidi, and Frank midday. Where Tom Likas drives you home afternoons. On air at 97.1. Online at 97.1FMTalk.com.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 97.1FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.